Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week was absolutely packed, and stories include a Norman's 13 first attempt, new rim-to-rim record in the Grand Canyon, and which ultra-runner is quitting beer drinking prior to his December 100-miler. Andrew Golick, who made an initial attempt at the dubbed Norman's 13 route in California, suffered some altitude sickness and route finding that ultimately ended his run on Peak 5 shortly after what is called the Thunderbolt Sill Traverse. This route features some fifth-class rock climbing thrown in addition to the insane mileage, vert, and overall route finding. I'm sure we'll hear more next season. Who will be the first to complete it? Jared, you out there? Fast Foodie, aka Devin Yanko, was this year's Leadville 100 champ, but few know that she has been running a majority of the summer on a painful foot that she learned is actually broken and will require surgery that will sideline her for 6 weeks. Until then, Devin will continue to manage her pain and get her runs in before she'll be crutching around this winter. The popular Strava app now has a way to utilize augmented reality. Thanks to an outside developer who is tying into their system, you can now view a 3D model of a route anywhere, even a Starbucks coffee table. Novel and convenient. For the second year in a row, a Coconino cowboy descended into an early October Grand Canyon run and came out the other side with a new fastest known time. Hoka athlete and Flagstaff resident Tim Frerich smashed Jim Walmsley's rim-to-rim FKT, although Tim did go north to south in 2:39.38, while Jim's best time was a south to north 2:46.08. Jim was reportedly on hand to encourage his friend down near the river. Speaking of the Grand Canyon, rim-to-rim-to-rim season is in full effect now, and I'm sure a lot of runners will be hitting the big ditch soon, causing some controversy further west in the canyon outside the boundaries of the national park on the Hualapai Reservation. Canyon helicopter tours from Las Vegas are causing issues with noise and impact that could threaten the wilderness-like experience many are seeking when they travel to the canyon. What do you think? Yay or nay on helicopters at the canyon? Just a month after finishing UTMB, Bronco Billy smashes the Bear 100 with a win in 18:28. You think that's fast? Well, it is. The third fastest ever on the course. For the ladies, it was Hannah Green taking home the big W. Original Grand Slam runner Tom Green, who was knocked out in a tree trimming accident last year, emotionally finished the Yeti 100 on the Beast Coast this past weekend, all while using the aid of a baby jogger to keep himself upright. Inspiring stuff, Tom. Keep fighting. Courtney D is back in the news, this time with an overall win and overall course record at the Bear Chase 50 miler in Colorado. That's my girl! Next up for this badass chick, the Moab 240. I'll bet she'll be gunning for the overall victory there as well, on her way to making a strong case for Women's Ultra Runner of the Year. The USATF Trail Half Champs took place this weekend, and once again, Joe Gray dominated with his now lucky number 13 national championship. For the ladies, it was Ashley Brasovan, a former high school cross-country national champ, who took a crushing 5-minute win over her competition. The races took place at Berkey Trail Run Festival in Wisconsin. The 153-mile Spartathlon in Greece saw likely its best weather ever, with highs only in the mid-70s Fahrenheit. Alexander Sorokin of Lithuania, whom you likely have never heard of, is now the second fastest Spartathlete ever, behind Yannis Kouros, who won in 22 hours, 4 minutes. Patricia Berenzowska of Poland is another name you should learn, as she just set a new course record with a 24-hour, 47-minute win. She is also the 24-hour world record holder and 2017 24-hour world champ. Looking ahead to the weekend, we'll see the finale for the US Skyrunner Series at the Flagstaff Sky Race amidst some epic fall colors. We'll recap full results in next week's show, where we will crown the champs. We also have a check-in and report from our Beast Coast correspondent, Jizzle Wizzle. What's up, wise dude?
Hey, Outhouse Nation. How you doing? It's Jizzle Wizzle, reporting in from the Beast Coast. I know it's been a bit of a hiatus since I last reported in from here, but We've had a rough couple of months out here, turning 50 years old, running 100 miles. It's been crazy. But we're back in the swing of things here, and October here in the Beast Coast means one thing, and that's the Grindstone 100 Miler, which goes down this weekend in the mountains of George Washington National Park. The only Hard Rock qualifier here in the Beast Coast, and one of the classics, one of the classics. Starts at night, UTMB style, and finishes hopefully by the next night. Should be a good weekend out here on the Beast Coast, and you should follow along. Until next time, Outhouse Nation.
Thank you for that. 100 Mile Trail champ Ian Sharman announced via Twitter he is quitting beer for the next 2 months while he trains himself into shape for the flat and fast Brazos Bend 100 in Texas. It is yet to be determined whether the miles or abstinence from the sudsy hops will be more difficult. This week in Clean Sport, the 2017 World Mountain Running Long Distance champ, Petro Mamu of Eritrea, was disqualified after a positive test was obtained showing he was on a banned asthma medication without a temporary use exemption or TUE. He apparently cooperated with the IAAF and therefore benefited from a sentence reduction from 24 months down to just 9 months, meaning he will be eligible again for next year's mountain running champs. Not sure about you, but that seems a bit light, all things considered. Finally, Casey Neistat freaked us out this week when he announced via video, ahead of an MRI prognosis, that he may never run again.
Listen. You hear that?
Talk about major clickbait. Turns out, he's just gotta get some junk cleaned out of his knee.
I'm good! Nothing permanent! I'm good, and I'm still running.
I still say, you gotta hit up those trails, Casey. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share, or thoughts on the Norman's 13 route, tweet us, or dip into our Instagram DMs at MountainOutpost. Have a shitty week. A huge thank you to all of our Patreon supporters, who pitch in every month to help make this show happen each and every week. Currently, those awesome supporters are voting on our next Outpost Challenge. Currently in the lead, the Pumpkin Spice Latte Mile. Join the crew and you'll have first dibs at purchasing each week's pair of Jam Jam sunglasses as a bonus, not to mention other great perks. See ya.